Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you would like to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. Okay, a big shout out and thank you to everyone who is tuned in. This is halftime of the show. The quarterback carousel, the quarterback rumors, the quarterback contracts, and the quarterback questions just continue to roll on. It doesn't matter if it's the Pacific Northwest with Russell Wilson. It doesn't matter if it's South Florida with Tua Tagovailoa. We can go to Texas and talk about a Deshaun Watson who wants out, or we could talk about a Dak Prescott in North Texas who pretty much he's trying to figure out how much the Cowboys will pay him. We can go to New England, in the Northeast, and we can go to Belichick. Has no idea who his quarterback will be. Or we can go out West. We can go to, even the Bay and Jimmy Garoppolo. I guess they're just waiting on him to show up and finally be healthy. It just goes on and on and on. And we have a bunch of callers on the line. I want to make sure I can get every single person on. Because before we went to break, we were having a conversation about Lamar Jackson. And I told you, Dak Prescott, we talked about him in the first hour of the show. Dak and the Cowboys, they're still playing this game of who's going to blink first. And it's going to just continually cost the Dallas Cowboys the longer this goes on. Damn it, it's already been 2 years. And in the case of Lamar Jackson, it's a different perspective. The Ravens have built their entire team, their offensive identity around him. I think they can put better players with him. I think they can improve the play calling to diversify the offense to not be so predictable. We know what the biggest threat is. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see Lamar right in front of you. And the thing is, he was selected last in the 2018 draft. He is only getting $2 million a year. His contemporaries, men who haven't necessarily accomplished the same amount of success that he's had in a limited amount of time in the league, MVPs and playoff, well, a playoff victory or the regular season success, you know, he's making two other quarterbacks in $30 million range. You know, Watson, $40 million. Mahomes, $45 million. Lamar Jackson, $2 million. The Ravens are going to have to pay up. This is what Eric DaCosta had to say from after the season. The man who writes the checks, he says Lamar, he deserves an extension.
Well, there's certainly a chance of that. And I will be talking to Lamar probably within the next 10 days or so. He's down in Florida. But we've got a great relationship. He's got a great relationship with this organization. And certainly deserves a contract. And our intention and my intention is to keep him in Baltimore for many, many years.
Okay, well. Let's see what happens. Let's see when that deal comes. Is it something that is going to arrive this season? Does he have to wait one more year to get it? We had a caller last hour who said, oh, well, Lamar Jackson, damn it, he can't even hit a receiver. He's missing throws. And I'm going, what do you want? The guy had a record of 30-7 in the regular season. Okay, he's 1-3 in the playoffs. Find me the success that other contemporaries have had. You know, I'm looking at Twitter. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Look, Matt Rashford tweeted me and says, don't forget about Josh Rosen. Yeah, Josh Rosen, who can't stick on a team right now, was dumped for Kyler Murray. Josh Rosen was drafted above Lamar. If I go several seasons prior to Lamar Jackson 3, I can look at Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. They haven't had the success of Lamar Jackson. Jared Goff, drafted before him, 2 years prior to Lamar, already dumped by Los Angeles, went to the Super Bowl, dumped, has a new team. Carson Wentz, crybaby deluxe, dumped, wanted to trade out. Come on. What are we doing here? We don't understand who's a winner. We don't understand who can contribute to a winning environment. Has he won a Super Bowl? No, he has not. But damn it, he's gotten there. We know they need to get over the hump. And I think that's where the slight adjustments come in from everyone involved. It's not just Lamar. They've already been all in. They should continue to do so. Cortez is calling from Baltimore. Cortez, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, JR. Man, there's nothing to see here. Baltimore Ravens will pay Lamar Jackson. You're talking about the organization that paid Joe Flacco and Kyle Bowler consecutively. So, yes, they will pay him. Only thing Lamar needs to do is to hire an agent. I mean, I'm sure his mother's a beautiful, smart, and intelligent lady, but she's a guppy swimming in a pool of sharks. So he's going to get his contract, but I think he needs to hire an agent. He hasn't registered an agent with the NFLPA yet, but I think if he gets an agent, he'll get his seat at the table. John Harbaugh didn't proclaim in front of the world that we're going to make this innovative, brand-new concept offense and come out 3 years later looking like a fool by not paying Lamar Jackson. The organization is behind him. They circle the wagons around them, to use a Buffalo Bills axiom. But the wagons are circled around him. They're going to pay him, and they're going to back up the money trucks, and we'll all be happy with our future Super Bowls.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Cortez, for calling from Baltimore. Cortez is lining up the Super Bowls. Cortez sees the Baltimore Ravens as eventually getting over the hump. Well, damn it, I certainly hope so. Because there's only but so much, even me, as much as I can big up Lamar Jackson and look at the job that he's done to get there. And they're getting there because of him. Do they have an amazing defense? Yes. But he is the offense. He is the scoring machine. He is the mechanism of which they just even win. That's just the reality. Am I prepared to say Super Bowl or Super Bowls? No. I strictly want the Ravens to get over the hump. At least this year they won a playoff series, and then they hit the same wall against the Buffalo Bills. When all else fails, if Lamar Jackson fails, what do you have? The answer? Nothing. Larry is calling from Houston. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
What's going on, JR? First, long-time listener, first-time caller, buddy. Hey, man, I agree with you, man. You got to pay this guy. Like I say, 32nd pick in the first round. He superseded any kind of expectations. And, you know, I caught a game without with Lamar in it, with McSorley and RG3, and it was tough to watch, man, I'm telling you. You know, got to upgrade the weapons, throwing a Hollywood Brown and Sneed and Mark Andrews is not going to beat Kansas City. But hey, this guy's a winner, been a winner in college, and hey man, give my man his money.
Okay. Thank you, Larry, for Houston. Ronnie from Baltimore, what do you say?
Hi. I got people who have convenient amnesia or something. This man in his first full season ran a gauntlet. They won 2 games, lost 2 games, and then won 12 in a row. And he was throwing the ball wherever he wanted to, and the people were catching it. This has always been our problem. Baltimore, even when we had Ray Lewis and all those guys, we would run into New England. There'd be a problem. We run into Pittsburgh. There'd be a problem. And it's going to happen. They're going to pay him. They all in. We're going to win some Super Bowls, without a doubt.
thanks for taking my call, man.
But okay. Well, thank you, Rob. Well, our folks from Baltimore certainly believe that Super Bowl is coming. Kyle, you're also calling from Baltimore. Kyle, do you think Lamar is going to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I want to say thank you so much for taking my call, sir. I was driving up from D.C. I live in the city, and I just had a call in with all these crazy responses I was getting. I do think he's going to win the Super Bowl, but going back to what he needs to make him successful, I look at what made him successful last year, his MVP year, which was a great offensive line with great talent. They lost Yanda. Stanley got hurt. They shuffled guys around. And then that affected them this year, caught up with them. And then I also look at people say you need a number one receiver. Well, maybe they just need receivers that will fit their system. Their system is so unique, like everyone keeps saying. They need someone who's going to work in their system. They don't maybe necessarily need that A-type personality. They just need someone who's going to work for them. So, and also just going back to offensive line help, I look at what happened to Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Why did they fall apart? Well, they didn't have offensive line, and they had injuries and eventually caught up with them. Also, they had dropped passes. What would the rated field fall out this year? Drop passes.
No, we see that. That's why I think it's certainly work that needs to be done around him. I also think he needs to take some responsibility, and I think the coaching staff needs to take some for the play calling. So I think it's I think there's blame to be shared all the way around, but he's certainly the one with the how would I call this? He's the one with the unique talent. And that's something that you just can't buy. It's not something that you pick up on a waiver wire. It's not something that you can just wake up and decide to redraft. And so he has to do his part as well as everybody else around him.
And I agree with you. I also look at just how unique he is. I think some people kind of struggle with that, of just how unique a player he is. No one like him has ever come before, really.
Sure.
So
sure.
People are trying to adjust to that. I also like want to say I like all the Pittsburgh fans calling in, giving us some credit. It's kind of nice to hear. And this is a big topic of conversation whenever we go out to the bars here in Baltimore. We talk about this, and there's always a lot of waterside chat talking about it. So I'm enjoying this. A great mayor right now.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I understand that you're rolling between D.C. and Baltimore. What are you on? You on 295? You on 95, 495? What you doing?
I am currently sitting in the back of my beautiful row home. It took me about an hour to get home, so I got home, and I'm sitting back talking with you on the phone.
All right. Well, Kyle, I appreciate it, man. You go ahead and listen on a smart speaker or put it on your phone, okay?
Thank you so much, sir. Have a good night, sir.
You as well. Thank you, Kyle, for calling from Baltimore. Listen, people, I know there are a lot of people who sit in their car, and they don't want to leave. They just sit in the car, okay? I'm not selling you a bill of goods here. Just download the freeradio.com app, and you could pause, you can go inside, you could play it, you could just jump in the shower, you could take it with you into the kitchen. If you have a smart speaker, tell it to play CBS Sports Radio. There's a lot. You don't want to disturb anybody in the house, just put on some damn headphones. Kevin is calling up from Louisville. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, my man?
Why are you laughing? What happened? Why are you laughing?
Because I'm sitting in my car, man. I am sitting, but I'm not driving, you know.
Okay.
I'm getting home, yeah. You're so funny, dude. I love you, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Lamar's going to get paid. If he don't get paid in Baltimore, he's going to get paid somewhere.
Oh,
Baltimore better hold on to him, because they don't know what they got till you lose it. And the man he's it. Lamar is it. He going to win some Super Bowls. How long has he been in the NFL, JR? 2.5 years? 3 years?
Three, that's it?
Yeah, 3 years. So, you expect him to walk on water? I mean, come on, man. Look what he's done.
I know. That's why, listening to you say, if they let him go, he's going to go somewhere else. They can't. It would be one of the dumbest moves ever if the Ravens were to let him go. It would make no sense. It's
My
just
brother.
A matter. It's just a matter of when they pay him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like your boy, Mama. This might be over your head. You might want to get that. Have some little side. And then make sure he gets paid what he's really worth, because Lamar is the man. He is the man. I watched him all through college, dude. You know, I'm from Louisville.
Yeah.
And and he'll figure it out. He just needs two receivers. Just
okay.
Two.
Well, all right, yeah. Kevin, well, I don't think it's too late for you to help help him negotiate. Won't hurt. Nick from Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Jerry? I listen to your show a lot. I don't call in. I think it's the first time I've ever called in to your exact show. But I'm from Baltimore, and I just want to make this point. I'm a lifelong sports fan, tons of knowledge. But the thing is, when you live in a lot of national writers and people just look at statistics, and they scan the league. They scan the league, and they look around. They see guys. They see names. They see week-to-week stats, fantasy stats. What that guy just said, he's from Louisville. Lamar Jackson has proven, when you follow him week to week, listen to him talk in his interviews, he works hard. He gets it. He's a different type of athlete. I think that's a lot of the national perception doesn't really understand. They see him as like some running athlete. They see him as like some phenomenon. But the guy is really a galvanizing figure who has a work ethic and there's certain types of athletes, certain types of people that come along, and he just wants to be a great quarterback, and he's always said that. And so this whole national thing about people on the outside, what they say about him, you watch the pregame shows on Fox, on CBS, and people always talk about, oh, he's running, he's going to get hurt, or this and that. Two years ago, when he won the season before, he won the MVP, right? Didn't he have the most touchdown passes?
Yeah, yeah, he had 36. Here's the thing, Nick. And you, I'm sorry, Nick, you had interference on your phone line trying to speak to you. Here's the thing. Yeah, you said it. The numbers can't speak for themselves. They do speak for themselves. The results speak for themselves. And that's why Lamar Jackson, he has been very clear that, look, I'm not worried about what people say about me. Look at what I have done in the short amount of time that I have been in the league. And look at some of what my contemporaries have done. Look at some of the players who have been around 2 and 3 and 4 years longer than me. Look at what they've done. Look at what I've done in a short amount of time. And I think one of our callers hit the nail on the head by pretty much saying, you know, it's easy. And maybe it's not so easy. Because we can look at what's gone on with Patrick Mahomes, and unfortunately, he's been that benchmark. He's set himself up. And so that's what Lamar is compared to. It's inevitable. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll continue to take your phone calls. And then I do have to tell you about a man who is looking for his own quarterback. And it looks like he is not leaving a stone left unturned. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. The phone lines are open right now for you to be informed, or for you to inform me, for you to inform, the rest of the country, the rest of North America, with your thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. We're pretty much taking a trip down to Baltimore and really trying to see what the deal is with Lamar Jackson, his future, his contract. It's been reported that between him and the Ravens, they're not anywhere close to figuring out an extension. He's making $2 million this year, $2 million next year. Why is that number so low? Damn it, because he was selected 32 overall. He was the last pick in the first round of the 2018 NFL draft. So he's not in that $30 million and $35 million range. He should be. He will be. I think if you think about what he's accomplished, that's pretty much a no-doubter. Daniel's calling from South Carolina. Daniel, what's on your mind?
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on, man. I really do love your show. I want to echo what the commercial said. You are thought-provoking, and love listening to you, man. All that being said, as far as Lamar goes, Well, there's one thing that stands out about Lamar Jackson, and it's not even his skill set, which, of course, is unique even in terms of running quarterbacks. What stands out about Lamar to me as not a Ravens fan is his, one, ability to recognize the areas that he needs to improve, two, the openness that he has about it, and three, now this is just my personal read, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, his commitment to it. A lot of people compare Lamar Jackson to Mike Vick, and there's unfairness and fairness in those comparisons across however they want to make them. But the difference is, at least to me, as a casual fan on the couch watching, Lamar seems really committed to getting better as a quarterback. He knows, I mean, he's made, like, jokes about it over the years, but he knows he's not a running back. He knows he's a quarterback. He knows that, of course, now this is partially the Ravens, the way that they've built their offense around him and to his strengths, but he knows that to be a quarterback in the National Football League, there are things that he has to do that he hasn't done yet. Me, personally, as a fan, watching from a couch, I think he's committed to doing that, and I think he can get better. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a committed guy. He's a hard worker. You're not going to, at least in my view, not going to have to worry about him doing anything off the field that's going to get him compromised in the same way that Mike Vick did. Of course, Mike Vick's a much different person now than
right.
he was.
Right.
But still, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about him getting into trouble off the field. At least I don't think so. And you don't have to worry about him committing to it. I mean, he's been pretty open with it. And I think that that's really the delineating factor between Lamar Jackson and a lot of other mogul quarterbacks that we've seen come in.
Sure.
I think that's a more unique thing. People talk about, oh, he's electrifying. Yeah, he is. He is electrifying.
Well, I agree with you.
He's committed.
And I agree with you, Daniel, and thank you for calling from South Carolina. That's not something that you take for granted. The reality is we have a lot of NFL quarterbacks. We have a lot of athletes, and there's nothing wrong with this because this can be a job. It is a job for a lot of folks. But we have people who are committed to their team, committed to winning because they love it. They love the sport. They're good at it. They enjoy it. We have plenty of athletes who are good at it, but pretty much just do it strictly for the check, strictly for the money. You know, we can look at history, and just it doesn't matter what sport it is. Look, there are people who show up to work, like a lot of us, who just do it for the check, who don't necessarily love what we do, but we need the money. We don't want to turn it down, and there are athletes who ain't no different. For a lot of athletes, when you get into the game, because it is a business, the first thing you want to do is set yourself up for a payday. You worry about a championship and winning and all that other stuff later. You know, this is life-changing money. Go and get it. And so for Lamar Jackson, he's never given any indication whatsoever that he is just a fly-by-night, that he doesn't enjoy what he's doing. And I think that is something that has to be taken into account, and I agree with you. That was an excellent call. Corey from Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Yeah, good morning, man. Let me just say I'm the only Colts fan that's in a household full of Ravens fans. But as far as Lamar Jackson, oh, my God.
Oh, go handle.
No.
What the hell are you doing? You got fire alarms going on, and what is that?
No, man, that's at my job, man. Sorry about that. But
are you doing your job, or are you talking to me, Corey?
I'm doing my job, of course. I'm always doing my job.
Oh, I hear alarms. I'm just like, if you heard an alarm behind me, I'm getting my ass the hell up on out of here. I'm not.
No, it's all good, though, man. It's all good. But far as Lamar Jackson, man.
Okay.
Now, far as Lamar, man, I don't have a problem with him, but hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just a little worried, yeah. But continue. Go ahead.
No, you good, man. Yeah, far as Lamar, I mean, he's worth the money, but the only one concern I can say is not compare him, but he's sort of similar to Josh Allen. Allen's first 2 years in the league, you know what I'm saying? Everybody criticized him of how he couldn't throw and how he couldn't do this.
And
they sent Josh Allen down there. With what's his name, Jesse
Palmer.
Palmer brother.
Yeah.
And he got everything together. You know what I'm saying? So
okay. All right.
I would, if I'm gonna pay him, I would make sure he get in that class and go down there with Carson Palmer brother and get everything together, pay him, and he's gonna be good.
Okay, all right.
He really is. He's going to be good.
No, I think, well, damn it, Corey, he won an MVP. I think he is already good, and we'll see what happens. Corey, I appreciate you for calling from Baltimore, and thank you for alarming all of us, okay?
All right, bro.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Corey. I appreciate you. Listen, folks, I didn't hear a damn word. I know I said some things. I probably put together a sentence or two. I ain't hear a damn thing after that siren or alarm. Okay, that's me just being real. Because all I had in my head, all I thought about was the Simpsons. Okay? All I'm thinking about is Homer Simpson working at the nuclear power plant and alarms are going off and he's sitting up with his feet having donuts. Listen, Corey, and don't let things go to the toilet because you want to sit here and talk to me. Those sirens don't sound good. I hear sirens like that, I'm getting flashbacks. Tornadoes, nuclear power plants, natural disasters, fire department, police officers. I hear sirens, and then the first thing that you hear, you go, oh, whoa, what's that? And I'm like, whoa, go do that. You're like, oh, no, it's just work. Don't worry about it.
Boss Lamar, oh, my God.
It's Stu. What the hell was that?
I've been doing this for a few years. I've never heard of anything like that on a live radio show before.
He goes, the alarm is going off. What did he say? Play it again, Stu.
Boss Lamar, oh, my God.
The alarm goes off. Oh, my God.
And I'm supposed, oh, my God.
And I'm supposed to sit here and feel okay about what's going on? There ain't no need to ring no alarms. Because we're going to go to Bob Huesler with a news flash. This is going to be good news, folks. This is a good flash. This is a good noise. Prepare yourselves. Go ahead.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, hell yeah. We painting happy trees out here. We had a caller before we went to break. He's sitting at work. And a siren goes off. He's sitting here with me live on the radio. And a siren goes off. And he goes, oh, my God. And I go, what? And he goes, it's okay, JR. I'm like, oh. Are you doing your job? Like a siren? He's just like, yeah, of course I'm doing my job.
Boss Lamar, oh my God.
Where's the part where I've, to be honest, unless someone is doing a test, generally they will alert you prior. But I've never heard a siren to mean a good thing. A siren means you need to watch your ass. I hope everything is cool up in Baltimore. That is going to be one to remember. That is going to be one for the ages. Speaking of one for the ages, something to remember. This is the month where, hey, you got a lot of memories that could happen. I don't know if it's going to be like a siren going off, but hey, look, Saturday, we got teams on the bubble. Tournament seeds that are still up for grabs, and CBS rolls into March with a college basketball triple header. Starts at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, with Georgetown at Connecticut, followed by number 8 Alabama at Georgia, and a Pac-12 matchup between USC and UCLA. March is here, and the roll to the Final Four continues on Saturday with a college hoops triple header on CBS. Let's finish up with some of your calls here on the man, Lamar Jackson. I want to tell you about the man in New England who is looking for a quarterback. And then when we get to the top of the hour, there's an interesting parallel I'd like to make. You know, there's been a lot of hype recently. And what else is new over the past year, 2 years? This guy's an MVP with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay. And then also Lamar Jackson. Giannis is getting a lot of hype right now for what he's been doing on the floor. And there's some parallels between him and Lamar, like two guys who are MVPs, haven't been able to get over the hump. We'll talk about it when we return. Shaquille O'Neal also has some interesting words to call a lot of the current crop of NBA stars. So we'll talk about that at the top of the hour. But right now, let's go back to the lines and talk to Al. Al is calling here from Maryland. Al, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? Thank you for having me, man. I love your show. I really do. Now, check this out. I'm about to talk about Lamar Jackson in a second, but I know you're a pro wrestling fan, and this is a comment that I'm going to make towards that one caller that said he couldn't throw for 40-plus yards. In the great words of Booker T, he didn't just say that. Tell me he did not just say that.
Al, thank you. Thank you for reminding me, Al. I need to give Booker T a holler. And, you know, let's get Booker T on the JR Sport Brief Show. So stay tuned. I'm going to reach out to him, okay?
Definitely. Now, what I'm trying to say is, okay, back in week one of the 2019 season, he said Lamar Jackson couldn't throw a deep ball. If I recall, against the Dolphins in week one, I was in Afghanistan watching this. He hit Hollywood Brown 83 yards for a go-ahead touchdown. And then the following week, in week two, against the Arizona Cardinals, the difference point in the game, he hit Hollywood Brown for 40-plus yards on the sideline. All right. So, but my thing is, with the Ravens, though, what they need to do, of course, pay Lamar Jackson. That's your quarterback. You have to pay him. The quarterback is basically that gear which makes, like, you know, the whole machine operate. But what I think the Ravens do need to do, they need to, like, surround him with some better weapons. I have faith in Hollywood Brown, Devin Duvernay, and all those other guys, but I think the Ravens need to put, like, an established veteran receiver around him, like a receiver that's basically just say, hey, I'm a team player. Hey, I'm going to make you guys better around me. I know they had Dez Bryant, but it's not 2010 to 2015 no more. I'm not trying to say that they need to get, like, a receiver like Allen Robinson, but I honestly think that if they get, like, a guy like maybe, like, Kenny Galladay or maybe even a Corey Davis, because Corey Davis, he was also in a run-first offense, like a guy has potential, you know what I mean, that his ceiling hasn't even been reached yet, like a guy that fits perfect in our offense that's not going to, like, you know, cry or whine about the balls not being thrown his way. But when his number's called, he's going to go up and get that ball.
Hey, I think about potentially bringing in a T.Y. Hilton. You know, I think Galladay is someone who, by all indications, he might actually be franchise-tagged. Allen Robinson, he might be franchise tagged, and we actually have to see what receivers will go ahead and hit the market. You bring up Corey Davis. I don't know if he's long to be back in Tennessee, but the Ravens will certainly have their options, and I think that's a part of them getting over that hump is not just an improvement of Lamar, and I don't think it's a matter of whether he can make the throws. I think it's a matter of whether or not he can do it consistently. And that is a job for everyone in the organization, including himself, Al.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you're right, JR, though. But like you said, like, it's a job for everyone in the organization.
Sure.
It's about, like, every quarterback in the NFL is, like, throwing a pass and stuff like that. Yeah, it seems easy to us on TV. But if you have, like, you know, an edge rusher coming at you, you have another one coming at you, or someone like Blitzen, it has to come down to your offensive line, like, right, you know, in order to be able to give you that time to throw. Now, I know, JR, but as far as, like, you know, being able to, like, throw, it's like every quarterback in the NFL is, like, you know, they have some type of hurdle or obstacle every Sunday that they, like, you know, get over.
Right.
Just like number 12, Tom Brady and whatnot, just because he has all the success and stuff and whatnot. Who's to say that 1 week he's, like, you know, 25 for, like, you know 25 out of 30, then, like, the following week he just has, like, a meltdown. It just goes to show you that every week is different. It's just that I just want people to just give Lamar, like, a chance. It's like, the guy has talent. He really does. You know, JR?
You know, we know he has all the talent in the world. Al, listen, I appreciate you for calling up from Maryland, my man. And you said you were in Afghanistan. You were out there serving?
Back in 2019, for about 9 months, I was, JR. Like, I always listen to, like, the show and stuff like that on the radio, man. I've been a long-time fan of yours. I love the show, JR. It really, really helped me out there. Like, as far as, like, you know, coming back, making that, like, civilian adjustment and stuff, it's just like I listen to your radio station every night, especially during this crazy pandemic and stuff and whatnot, too, man. It's just been, like, a blessing just, like, you know, hearing you talk about, like, sports, even if it's not football or anything in general, or any other thing in general, if it's, like, you know, golf, Tiger Woods, et cetera, it's just, like, a blessing, just, like, you know, hearing you, man. Like, you really help us get this through this crazy pandemic and all these hard times that we're all going through. God bless you, JR. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Al. I appreciate you, and thank you so much for your service, as well as anyone else listening right now who has served. I don't care if you are far, if you are wide, here, there, everywhere. Don't thank me. I thank you. Let's go up to Toronto, Canada, one of my favorite places on earth, and talk to Alan. Prepare yourselves. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hi, JR. You know, I looked it up. Dan Marino had 87 yards rushing in his entire career from 1984 to 1999. And never mind a career, never mind a game, never mind a season. Just one carry alone against Nashville. Lamar had 46 yards. That's more than half of what Dan Marino had his entire career. You know, Marino would not belong in this day and age, but Lamar sure does. You know, each generation tops the other. And right. Like Lee Major, the old $6 million man, quarterbacks are better than they were before. Better, stronger, faster. You probably remember that.
Yeah,
and you give him proper protection. You know, Lamar has a lot better lateral movement. I mean, Marino must have been. He must have been sacked quite a number of times to have just that little 87 yards. And Lamar has much better lateral movement. You know, he's not going to get sacked as much. And you give him proper protection. You give him the proper receivers. You give him the, an upgrade on the offensive line. And he'll get the job done.
Okay.
Each generation, like I said, each generation tops the other. And he is better than Marino was. You
know? Well, we are certainly anxiously awaiting for that. I want to see him get over the hump. Look at what he's done with what he's had. That first year, that MVP season, yeah, we can talk about how great Lamar Jackson's offensive line was. We can think about the running game that accompanied him. But now it's different. The line needs to be rebuilt to a certain degree. He needs better offensive weapons, and they need to put a scare into teams a little bit more than, oh, my God, don't let Lamar beat us. Kurt is calling up from California. Kurt, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm amazing, Kurt. What's up?
When you look at Lamar Jackson, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but the last time that a man could run with the football like him, his name was Dale Sayers.
Well, you know what? I would say that when you think about how effortless the cuts are. You can look at someone with the football, and a lot of times you will see like short strides in order to change directions. But there is, I would agree with you, when you think about Gale Sayers, it was like watching water run. And there are similarities when you take a look at Lamar Jackson, how he changes direction without slowing down or being choppy is pretty damn amazing. That is a great comparison you just made, Kurt, from California. Thank you, man.
Thank you. I just wanted to say one other thing.
Please.
I think what defenses have realized about Lamar Jackson, and I think he will improve on this, is that they're removing the middle of the field from him. He lost a tight end late in the year, and he has a little bit of difficulty with throwing the deep out.
Sure.
When he gets that in his repertoire, he is going to be a superstar.
Is he not a superstar already? Like, where else is there for him to go?
I'm just saying there's just one thing in his repertoire that he's missing, and it can be coached up. And that is to be able to throw that deep out on second and seven, third and seven, so that this way these defenses can't put another man in the box and make it more difficult for him to run.
I agree with you. I agree. And that's a team. Yeah, no, I think he's
pay this man.
Yeah, they're gonna pay him. I'm not in dispute of that. I think it would be foolish not to do it. They've already been all in. They have to continue to go all in. And they just have to put the supporting system around him. Kurt, I appreciate you for calling from Cali, man.
Yeah.
All right, no doubt. Shout-outs to Kurt. Yeah, that's the name of the game. You know, you think about how many quarterbacks have the leverage right now. A lot of them. We have some unique situations. We have some unique systems. This is an interesting time in the NFL. It really is. I can't recall a time as long as I've been watching the league where you can legitimately look at the free agency space and just go, man, a quarterback's here, a quarterback there, it doesn't work here. I mean, I'm looking at every team in the league right now. Seahawks, quarterback not happy. Rams just got their quarterback. Cardinals, you want to see Murray step up. 49ers, Garoppolo, okay, be healthy. Saints, no idea. Buccaneers, just won. Panthers, no idea. Falcons, ready to move on from Matt Ryan. Washington, no idea. The Giants, no idea what you got with Daniel Jones. The Cowboys, beefing with their quarterback. How much will they pay him? The Eagles, just got rid of Wentz. Who the hell is Hurts? What does he do? The Packers, one of the best, one of the greatest of all time, but hey, can we keep them happy? The Bears don't know what a quarterback is. The Vikings are paying Kirk Cousins to just be Kirk Cousins, which isn't saying a lot. The Lions, no idea. The Titans, okay, we will lead the league in scoring. We have the best running back. We have Tannehill. He'll put up numbers. Where do we go? Probably nowhere. The playoffs and that's it. The Colts, can we fix Wentz? The Texans, Deshaun Watson doesn't want us. The Jaguars, starting over with Lawrence. The Bills, thank God we have Allen. The Dolphins, do we keep Tua? The Patriots, who the hell is the quarterback? The Jets, when do we move on? The Steelers, he's old. The Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Broncos. It's a hell of a time to be a quarterback. We're going to talk about a different MVP when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.